as I look to the north, I see a man sprinting to get back. He looks like he's light on his feet. Doug Karch is making his way. He's taking some fist bumps. And now he is jumping back up on the stage. You made it, but 20 seconds late, but it's okay. I don't know if you're going to be happy about what I have to say or upset with what I'm about to say.
Is there a restroom right by here somewhere?
Well, I was I talked to some people over here in security,
yeah. And
they have confirmed that, yes, they would let us in right there to do what we have to do.
Awesome.
How's your body feel now after?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, can you hang on for a sec? Just a quick sec.
Yeah. You know, do what you got to do. I've been there. I know what you're saying. look, it happens when we're on remote. This is one of the things we have to worry about. We concern ourselves with. It's okay if there's a situation that arises.
Whew.
And, you know, this is a number one situation.
Yeah. it is a number one situation. Yeah. Thank you.
So, anyway, let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Jay is in White Lake. Jay, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
What's up?
Man, you sound winded, brother, but you made it. Wow. we got a runner. I loved Kane's rant. Kane, that was awesome. If you can hear me, I thought you were going to throw a chair. It was great. But here's the weird thing for me. As much as I agree with every single thing you said, I think I hate the Spurs more.
Wow. Yeah, for blowing that game.
Well, let me tell you what. Well, yeah. I'm so sick of Wembanyama. Everybody's been drooling all over him all season. He's an alien. He's not an alien. You know what he is? He's one of those 15-foot blow-up guys with the blower motor under him that you see out in front of an appliance store during their grand opening. Yeah. That's what he is. And, you know, Castle and his hair looks like somebody dumped a bowl of Skyline chili over him and let it dry. Like, they drive me crazy just watching them. They're so annoying. And I never thought, I've been calling you guys forever, and all the disdain, the venomous hate I have for Patrick Mahomes. And there's Taylor Swift on the floor. And it still doesn't even upset me as much as watching the Spurs. It's blowing my mind that I feel that way, but I can't get away from it. So I've been hate watching this whole series.
It's hard, man, because I mean now I'm so mad at the Spurs for blowing that.
I've never seen anything like that.
To give up a 29-point lead. Okay, we need to file away how bad the Knicks were. Because someday the Pistons, I'm assuming, not a safe assumption, I hope the Pistons are in this situation to play in the NBA Finals. These are the two best teams in the NBA. The Knicks at the beginning of Game 3 turned the ball over more carelessly than I think Cade ever did. For like a five-minute stretch to open Game 3, and I'm like, okay, remember that. The best players on the best teams in the league are turning the ball over. It's not a total indictment. You can't win with Cade when Cade does it. Because these teams are winning at an NBA Finals level. And then when a team like the Spurs, which dethroned Oklahoma City, so they're obviously legit, blowing a 29-point lead is unbelievable. And we here in Detroit don't have to deal with our team blowing a 29-point lead. But it's important to file these things away because someday I think we're going to be there, right?
Well, I mean, we obviously the Pistons came back from a massive deficit to destroy the hopes and dreams of Orlando. And the NBA, this is not – what's new is it happens in the finals. It was 29 points.
Well, it's the biggest ever in the finals history.
And late in the game. That's the new part.
Yep.
What's not new is teams come back from being down 20 all the time. Happens. If you get a 20-point lead in the first half, it's not safe. There's way too much basketball to be played to finish things off. And what happened last night, though, I mean, when 76 points at halftime and 30 afterwards?
Yep.
That's insane, the drop-off.
30 points in the second half. Total of 30 points.
That's being truly committed to losing that game, to score only 30 after you scored 76 in the first half.
With 3 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the first half, The Spurs were leading the game 71-42. 71-42. The final score, 107-106. They had 71 points with 3 minutes to go in the first half. And they finished with 106. It was like they were playing shorthanded. They were playing 4-on-5 the rest of the game. How do you only score 106 points?
35 points in 27 minutes. It's amazing. DJ is in Detroit. DJ, welcome to 97.1. What's up, DJ?
What up, though, fellas? So,
DJ.
So check this out. I have so many mixed emotions about this because I try to stay logical all the time, but my personal feeling, I just really feel like the NBA pulled the hocus pocus and gave Wimmy the pot when he was retiring. But let's get away from that. But that's that emotion. Looking at Wimby play, man, and then the Detroiter, let's stay with this. The Detroiter and me can never root for the New Yorks or LAs or Bostons of the world because we're a medium to small market team, and I always think we just get pushed to the side by them big market teams. So I can never root for the big market teams. But to go to Wimby, what you guys said, he's literally this generation's modern Wilt Chamberlain. Like, he can do things that no other basketball player can because they're not 7'5". People are not even going to relate to Wimby because he's 7'5". But here's my thing, fellas, and this is what I've been telling everybody in the sports world. He doesn't even know how good he really can be because he makes the game too hard for himself. If Wimby literally stood in front of the rim 20 times a game and shot a jump hook, who's going to stop it, fellas? Literally. In the middle of that run, when they scored a 71, if Wimby came out in the first half and just got in front of that rim and shot baby hooks, who gonna stop it? But he
every
goes
time
out
I see him take
dribbles.
A shot, every time I see him take a shot outside the paint, I feel like unnecessary.
Right,
it's
right.
Unnecessary. You, which
it's
is by the way,
it's impressive he can shoot 3-pointers.
It
but
is.
It's
that should be emergency break class. End of the shot clock. And in the end of game two, he took a bunch of shots. And DJ's right, a bunch of shots away from the basket that were unnecessary. Like they had to because they needed buckets, but they should have him. He shouldn't be anywhere further than 3-4 feet away from the hoop.
And I get it, guys, because I coach high school basketball at Detroit Debson now, so I understand the thinking of these young kids. He want to cross over. He want to look sweet. He want to show he got a bag. But at the end of the day, man, it's still just simple, you know, mathematical. I'm bigger than all of y'all. I'm taller than all of y'all. I'm just going to go and shoot this hook and just call it a day so I can go win. But he doesn't
for him,
understand that. Go ahead.
It's for him. I was just going to say, for him, it's like, because he's so much bigger than anybody else, it's like being a big brother to somebody and playing Nerf hoop in your bedroom, right? You're not taking outside shots in Nerf hoop. Everything is around the rim. And when you're 8 inches taller than your little brother, you're just owning him. That's what it should be for him.
Yeah. Would you two guys kind of literally agree with the analogy? He's this generation's Wilt. Like he's the equivalent of those guys in the 60s playing Will.
There's probably a direct comparison of that's how different he is and that's how different Wilt was. The first time I heard it, I'd probably want to workshop it a little bit, curate the idea, give it some thought. But you might be right. I think there's probably some truth to that.
Yeah, but part of that too is coaching, guys. And their coach, by the way, is also very young. He's 39 years old. We talk about the team being like the second youngest team ever in the NBA Finals. Their coaches, I don't know the exact stat, but he's got to be one of the youngest coaches ever to coach in the NBA Finals as well. And part of Wemby and them not closing out these games is, do you know how bad you have to be physically and mentally and how many mistakes you have to make to give up a 29-point lead in the NBA Finals at halftime? Like, the Knicks give them credit, but the Spurs messed up so many times. It doesn't matter. You don't have to win by 29. You got to win that game, though. And they blew it with so many mental mistakes.
So the question is, moving forward, is how much damage that does to the Spurs short-term and maybe even long-term. Like, that's in their head now. That's part of their permanent record.
I mean, they're down 3-1. And I think a lot of us would agree. Okay, it's must-win territory here.
I think we'd all agree with
that.
It's not that part. The part is with it being must-win territory. Now is the time. Like, let's stop screwing around. Throw it inside to the big fella. Let him cook inside, but make sure that he's cooking inside and not floating outside again.
I look at this from my own perspective. I'm so mentally weak that, honest to God, this would hang with me forever. And that's the only thing that separated me from being a professional athlete was my was mentally weak. Yeah. Okay, so let me get this right. I sprinted there and back.
That's right.
And you just have to go through that door.
Hopefully.
Now it's your turn. Good luck, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
He gets it right almost every time. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.